Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer, and we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us yet another opportunity to come together and to just examine your word and our relationship with you, Father, and share it with the world. Father, we just ask that you take it over and give us whatever it is that you need for us to share with your people. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, all right.
Man, how's everything going? What's going on over here?
Yeah, it's going great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Don't pick on my lap.
Everything's going great.
He said, yeah. You know, so how are you liking it without the headphones?
I like it a lot better.
You do?
Yeah.
I think the only thing, not negative, it's not negative at all, but it's just like the difference. Like when we first started, like you just get sucked into that conversation, you know what I mean, with the headphones. And I think that like not having it just kind of makes it a little bit easier to get distracted a little bit. Like
I don't get distracted as much as I don't catch myself playing with them. Like oh, I'm not jacking with them, you know, because I was always jacking with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't. If they were in my ear, it'd be one thing. But the sitting on the outside of my ear, dude, I got big ears. I mean,
come on, yeah, man.
It's kind of hard not to you know, feel like they're getting taped back, you know?
They definitely, and you're like your ears sweat, you know what I mean? And like they itch, and you're just like, okay, bro.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like them, but at the same time, like I get it. Like I understand that too, like. It does get a little uncomfortable. It squeezes against that bone on the back of your head.
I mean, 10, 15 minutes is one thing, but
an hour or more, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Well, we spend 20 to 30 minutes or more prior to this doing, you know, like recording by roulettes or our teaser for the week or whatever. So for all intents and purposes, you have them headphones on for at least close to 2 hours a session.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With small breaks here and there.
That's too much.
We're not on the Rogan yet. We don't have the 3 hours in us.
Yeah. No way, dude.
Bro, I've seen them do like 5 hour episodes, man. And they wear headphones the entire time.
You would have to give me Xanax or something to get me to sit still that long. It's not happening,
That's
dude.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, I was fidgeting around so much earlier, I was hitting my knee on the bottom of the mic stand.
Well, I don't have a readily available supply of Xanax, so we'll steer clear of that.
I don't have a prescription, so. we talked a little bit earlier. You know, we've talked about a lot, too, about, like, false teachings.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we always go to a video, kind of show everybody like kind of what we're talking about. And people, you know, a lot of influencers and stuff have good ways of describing it. Philip Anthony Mitchell has a He has a really good way of.
Is it this one?
No, it's that very first one. Yeah.
This one?
The more truth you know, the easier it is to discern a lie. And I think because people don't know truth, they don't know that they're listening to lies. With my congregation, I encourage them, don't believe everything I say. Go home and check behind me. I encourage them to read the scriptures for themselves, bro. Go home and educate yourself in the word. When you are filled up with truth, you will hear lies, whether on a podcast, on an audiobook, on a Sunday morning, and it'll feel like static in your soul. And the more truth you know, the easier it is to discern a lie. And so, but if you're void of truth, you don't know what God has said, then you can sit under a preacher, a leader, and be fed a placebo, be fed a lie, things that are not categorically true. And then what happens is we create in people's minds a Jesus that does not exist, God that does not exist, a Christianity that does not exist. And then people go out there and they be mad at God because he did not come through. But you was believing in something that was not true to begin with. And so I think that we need a revival, not just in the pews, B. We need a revival in the platforms, in the pulpit. I feel like we, the shepherds, we need to repent. We need a revival. We need to go back to the truth of God's word. We need to be honest with people. And I think a lot of this stuff, man, it frustrates me because I feel like people have turned the church into a big show. And the business side of ministry, they use that to manipulate people for personal self-aggrandizement. It hurts me. I cry about it. I feel frustrated. The more.
Yeah. Whew, man, stout. I appreciate the fact that as a man who has a platform, who has a stage that he, in a church
he's
that he leads.
He's first putting it on. He's like, we need to change.
Right. Yeah. And I think it kind of goes, that philosophy or that mindset goes right along with what we talk about a lot. Like I'm terrified of lying to people, especially when it comes to this. You know what I mean? Because my goal here, or our goal here, isn't to lead people on a path that's incorrect, yeah, and that's going to send them straight to hell.
Yeah. Or us double time.
And beyond that, yeah, the punishment for false teachers or for teachers who are teaching lies is twice that, right? Yeah. And so, like, I think it's for fear of God, which is not the kind of fear that people think. It's like it's a respect for the fact that God is a father, and like he's a father, dude. He's not just going to let you do whatever you want without punishment. Correction, yeah, is okay. You're like, you're supposed to be corrected. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't just let your children do whatever the hell they want,
yeah,
without correcting them. You know, yeah, let your kid talk to you a certain type of way. Yeah, let your kid talk to you a certain type of way. Like, I don't know about y'all, but my mom was crazy. If I talked to her a certain type of way, she'd knock my block off. You know what I mean?
With whatever was in reach, too.
Yeah.
Floss water, coat, yeah, hanger.
Oh.
Iron.
Yeah.
Blow dryer.
A spare fist curler is fine, you know? Yeah. Whatever, you know? And I appreciate the fact that he has an accountability toward that. Like, and, like, he's calling for a revival not only of the people sitting in the pews, but of the leadership of churches. And, like, you know, yeah, for sure, there's plenty of examples of leaders of churches who have taken the power and platform they have to manipulate people for self-gain, yeah, right? And that's clear and obvious, right? But like we were talking about a minute ago, like, I don't think that I don't think that's the majority. I really don't. Like, I don't think the majority of pastors are trying to do that. I don't think that's true. Yeah. I think that there's a.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, 20%. It's the 80-20 rule, like, right? Like, 20% of the people are 80% of the problem. You, yeah, know what I mean? So, like, 20% of those pastors are like that, and they're causing 80% of the problem, which makes every church look bad.
Yeah.
Right? And it makes people, it just turns people away.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a like, disheartening. It's kind of discouraging, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. People listen to you, or you're trying to talk to people, and they're just like, get out of here, dude. You're so full of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I got to where, I mean, I'm to where if someone has to, like, openly ask me before I'll give my opinion.
About your relationship with Christ?
Well, yeah, or, like, about anything that I may or may not know. Mm. Like, someone has to, like, come up to me and, like, legitimately ask me. I won't, you know, beat it down their throat, like, right off the bat. Like, oh, hey, guess what? You really need to think about this. Like, well, you know what I mean?
Well, and I don't think, well, and that's not our goal anyway. Like, our goal is to love people where they're at, and to, like, our goal is to show people that a relationship with Christ is good.
Yeah.
Right? And it's actually good for you on way more levels than what's just here and now, just the physical. Like, there's something coming, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's something coming after. What it is and what it looks like, I can tell you some things that I kind of understand, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I understand the level of any of it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'm capable of understanding a level of the level of whichever, whatever heaven looks like or whatever hell looks like, right? I don't really know that I'm capable of understanding it, even in what I've learned and read and studied and in God's word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So you're far, like, you're way further along than I am. But it seems like there's always someone that's just like, asks me a question, and I'm like, why do you not know that? You know what I mean? Like, because I don't see myself as being, like, as being very progressed in this. You know, it's kind of still, I can't say it's still pretty fresh. It's been a couple of years, but still a long ways to go.
Well, consistency is says a lot. There's something about consistency, right? So, like, we've done this week after week for this is 76 weeks, right? There's been a couple of weeks where we weren't able to get together or whatever, but think about that and think of how many, think of being in your Bible consistently and think, like, that's exactly what he was talking about. But, like, look, I'm not, don't just trust me. You need to go do your own research, right? I think any pastor worth his weight would say the same thing. Yeah. I've heard Pastor Richie at our church say the same thing. Like, here, I'm giving you some guidance. It's your responsibility to go do the work. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's where we kind of fall short a lot of times, is like, we just kind of expect somebody else to do the work for us, and we just get to enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
You know,
there's I hate just to go right back to another one. But there's another one that follows that up pretty good. Go down. It is that one. It's with the AI chick on the bottom.
Yeah, doing the same thing.
Oh my gosh, just look at this.
When people come around me, I be feeling what's on them. They don't even know. Shake their hand. Won't be their friend. Because you owe everybody love. You don't owe everybody access. Now, I don't owe you that. Your motives ain't right. I don't owe you access. I owe you love. I don't owe you access. Access got to be earned through consistency and faithfulness and godliness. We don't owe nobody access. We only owe you love. Stop letting your heart be a freeway for every single person. Your heart ain't no freeway. You got to know how to watch what the Bible says. Guard. You guard it with the word. You guard it with prayer. You guard it with discernment. You guard it with accountability.
Oh my.
So if you check out the comments on that.
Okay, sorry. Let me reopen that. It's just.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Yeah. Scroll up a little bit. Right here. Yes, he always speaks truth. And he's. This dude, he's really always speaking pretty truthfully, and God's using him.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like the comment, like the comments on this are.
If you spiritually don't feel this, man, you're not a person of God.
That's a pretty bold statement.
That's pretty strong. Well, and look, I think if you would ask him.
Well, I like that one, the sixth sense, the Holy Spirit.
That it, yeah, right. That's what discernment is, yeah. Right? Is to, like, you just kind of, you just feel it, right? Like, I knew it. I just knew it. I just knew it.
Yeah.
That's that sixth sense thing. It's exactly what she's talking about. We've talked a couple times, like, man, I'd love to just go to this man's church.
Yeah, I want his jacket. I want his jacket.
I want that jacket. We want that jacket. Who is it again? Who is it that's making that? We've looked it up like four times.
No. It's
it's the Fisher of Men jacket. Yeah. I don't remember, but it's like a mechanic's jacket.
Yeah. It, I mean, it's
like, do you understand the weight of that? To be a Fisher of Men? Like, that's a
bold apparel.
Bold apparel, there you go. Yeah, that's a big ask.
Oh, it's in stock now.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it is. Dude. The black one. Let's see.
Take my credit card.
Medium, large, and extra large unavailable. Double X is available.
I'm 2X.
Damn.
We should have been checking. I won't get one until you get one.
That thing is just... And then on the back of it, it says, make disciples.
Yes, sir. That's a big charge, man, and a big call, and that's something that Christ...
He wants you to do. Yeah. I mean, I'll stand it saying, like, stand out on the street corner with a megaphone, you know, hollering at everybody.
You know, there are some people that will help, right?
Maybe. I mean...
We've talked before about, like, how everybody's kind of like, you're going to reach people that I can't, and I'm going to reach people you can't. Like, and everybody has their own method, and God calls everybody to it, right? And so... Yeah. If they feel like they are called to do that, then it'll reach somebody,
yeah.
Right? But it's not going to reach a lot of people.
I know this is kind of like off topic, but like, have you ever felt like life's going so...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good that at any moment something's going to happen. And like, you kind of sabotage your own. Yeah, I'm going through that right now. Mm-hmm. Like, in a major way.
You're just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Like, something's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen. I just know it.
Driving me nuts, too. Mm-hmm. Like, everything can be going picture perfect, and I'll like stop for a minute and sit back and like, any minute now. Any minute now.
How do you combat that? What do you do?
I don't know. I've been dealing with it for a couple weeks, but it's kind of one of them things that you just wait.
Pick up that card again.
I know.
What was the one on the other side of that?
God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. That's Psalm 46:1, by the way.
That's on our Bible roulette. And I think it was the other one that I was thinking of anyway. Sorry.
Psalm 121, verse 8. The Lord will protect you wherever you go.
Right. I think that... You know, I understand what you're saying, and I think I've been in that shoes.
It's like when they're calling you up to the altar for prayer ministry and stuff, and like, you know, you need to go up there, like, but you're like, man, this isn't even an issue for most. Like, this ain't even a big issue, mm-hmm. But like, you let a certain amount of them just keep building up, and then it turns into a huge issue.
Yeah. That's what they call a mountain into a molehill.
Yeah, I mean,
or a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, you're gonna die on a hill. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
well, okay. And I'm never, ever, ever gonna like share somebody's business for people that come up to a prayer ministry thing or whatever. But I can tell you that I've experienced all different levels of severity.
Yeah,
right. I've had people come to me like, I got in trouble with the law. I'm trying to get sober. You know what I mean? I'm trying to quit smoking. I just don't know how to hear the God. You know what I mean? Like, there's all different levels of people of things that people think are issues. And you know what? I think that the good news is in those scenarios that, because you and I in some of those scenarios will be like, man, that's not even that big a deal, bro. Like, yeah. Calm down. Just keep fighting the good fight. You got this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's others where you're like, oh, yeah, come on. Let's pray some more. Yeah. Hey, I'll pray for you some more when I get done here. You know what I mean? But, like, at the same time, what someone else is going, you can't.
Or
you,
what they're equipped to handle.
Right. You can't say what the level of the issue is for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, for me, I just feel like if somebody's taking the bold step to come and ask for prayer for it, regardless of what it is, that was a big step just to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, to me, hey, that's step number one. You just took the first step. You took it to God first, right? You wanted to take it to God, you know? And I don't know where else to go with stuff, man. I just don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I got 148 things a day that I'm like stressed about or bothered by or whatever, bro. And I know we've talked about it many times. Like, yeah, we got to reach out and all that kind of stuff, bro. I'm not going to call you all day every time I have this little itch in my back. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, this is bothering me. Because after about 2 days of that, you can be like, okay, bro, stop calling me.
Yeah.
You know? Enough. That's enough.
Yeah.
Right? At the same time, we got to know what's going on with our own heart, which is kind of what he was talking about the guard your heart thing. If it's affecting your heart in such a way, then it's time for you to take another step. You can't just keep dealing with it in-house. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you got to go, okay, I've been doing it in-house and it ain't getting any better. Yeah. It's time for me to take this somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? And it's same for me, right? Same for you. Same for everybody we know. Like, the only place I know to go is to God. I know that there's an answer for every little thing, right? God's word talks about anxiety, stress, you know, worry, fear, love, lack of love. You know, like every scenario that we go through in life today, unfair bosses, right? Unfair wages. Everything is talked about in there. Like oppression. It's all there.
Unfair wages. Oh, man, that conversation
they could get real deep really real fast. Crazy.
Because there's a certain level of favoritism, you know, gets played everywhere. That it's got, there's been favoritism every company I've worked for. And luckily, you know, I've always usually been on the upper end of that. But you can be.
You're good at what you do, though, man. It's hard to not pay you for what you do.
Well, thank you, yes. But you could be one of those people that are very, very gifted and very good. You just don't have people skills and you're not going to reach your full potential because you don't know how to communicate or. You know, when someone comes up and asks you about something, you lose your mind because you don't know how to deal with, you know, sometimes it's not confrontation, it's just a question, and you don't know how to deal with it, so you lose your mind, and you never really get to progress in anything else.
Yeah. I think I've been dealing with some of that lately. Like, a lot of times, like...
You lose your mind?
No.
No.
Come on, man. What are you trying to say? No.
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying.
I think lately I've been struggling with this, like, people misunderstand where I'm coming from, right? Like, I'm not being argumentative. I'm not fighting. I'm not even being aggressive. I'm just trying to tell you there's another way to think about it. You know what I mean? It's been happening quite a bit lately for some damn reason. And, you know, I'm just like, look, we got to think about all angles. You can't just think about the one angle. There's always 14 other viewpoints. You know what I mean? You can't just look at the one view. You got to look at all views. And I get frustrated because I don't feel like that's happening. Right. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, we got to have another way. It can't just be cut and dry. Everything's not cut and dry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I wish it were. Life's not cut and dry. Work's not cut and dry. Business is not cut and dry. Life, it's just not this or that. That's just not the way it goes. You know, I'm not an absolutist, right? My dad is a very absolutist, right? It either is or it isn't, right? It's either good or it's
He's
bad.
He's very matter of fact. It's either right or wrong. There's no
in between, right? And I'm not that person. I'm very much about perspective. I think perspective changes the way you see things, right? So it's causing me to be frustrated, and then it's causing people to think that I'm coming out as combative or whatever. And I'm
angry.
I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you there's another way of seeing it, right? That's it. But at the end of the day, bro, it's just, I don't know what to do with myself. You ain't going to fix that. If I come talk to you about that, you ain't going to fix that about me or for me. You know what I mean? Talking about it helps for sure. It helps take some of that pressure off or whatever.
Get a little bit of the weight off, you know?
Yeah, for sure. To me, I think the only thing that's really effective, and this is for all of us, the most effective thing is to go to God and be consistent with it, like as often as possible, every single time. And it's not easy, dude. This world's distracting. It's real easy to lose track of what's going on and like to forget, you know what I'm saying? Like instead of stopping for a second and going, okay, hey, I know that I'm feeling the type of way and I'm about to say or do something, like I need to be in control of my tongue or whatever, stopping for 5 seconds to go, God, help me control my tongue here. And that immediately makes you go, okay, it makes you proceed a little differently. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like I've talked about this a bunch with you. Like I try to give myself like 3 Mississippis. Mm-hmm. Like if it's something that just, unless it's just something that's just, like totally outlandish and it's directly at me, you know, aggressively, then I'll pop off. But
yeah,
if it's something said that I don't agree with or that it's kind of hurtful, I'll pause for a minute before I respond and try to do the 3 Mississippi. And because dude, it's just that instant lashing out. That's always the most devastating. You know what I mean? Cause you say what, you go for the hurt pocket. You don't.
Oh yeah, you're not trying to be soft with it. No, you're not coming with a little tap.
It's immediate.
You're gonna go straight for the kill.
Yeah, you're trying to go for the kill.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand. I understand that, and I don't. The only thing I know to do is to keep going back to God, right? Yeah. Like it's the only place where, okay, look, am I perfect today? Absolutely not. I'm way far from that. But I just examine my life from a decade ago to today, or let's just go 5 years, 5 years ago to today, from 2020 to 2025, the difference between the person and the ways that I react to things and things like that, do I get it right all the time? No, I don't. Yeah. But it's so much better than it was 5 years ago, right? When that's a direct reflection of my relationship with God, a direct reflection of my relationship with Christ and my consistency with all the things, you know what I mean? Yeah. Going into his word, praying, talking to you, talking to, you know, doing Bible study, doing church, whatever the things are, all the ways that I'm trying to draw it in, listening to worship music rather than the worst music I love, which, you know, isn't always the most positive. Yeah. You know,
we
what
have
I'm
the
saying?
Same taste in music.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all the things and the consistency and going back to it. And, you know, every time I read God's word, something else pops out to me. Like I just told you, like I just started reading Romans again, which will probably be, I don't know, probably the Baker's Dozen, 13 times I've read that book.
Yeah.
It's my favorite book. And it just seems like every time I feel like I'm struggling the most, like I'm really struggling with it right now, I don't know what to do or whatever, I go back to that one. I just start going over it again. You know what I mean? And trying to have a different approach. And it just seems like, yeah, I'm reading this book that I've read a whole bunch of times again, and something different pops to me. You know, so I think that all of the things talking about what he was talking about revival with the leadership and stuff like that. And then, you know, the false teaching and all that. And I forgot what the other one, what he was talking about. Oh, about guarding your heart and all that kind of stuff. To me, the best course of action in any of these scenarios, in any of this stuff that we're talking about, you know, and it was talking about how you were talking about, like, you're just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're like, first of all, don't speak that because the other shoe will drop. But it's a matter of those going to those things, going to God first. All the things that you know keep you connected to God, right, with the prayer and the Bible reading and studying and pondering and wondering and, you know, seeking him, right? God's word says that if you seek him, you will find him. Yeah. Knock and the door shall be open to you, right? Well, if you're not seeking, you won't find him.
Yeah.
It's that simple, right? But whatever you're seeking, you're going to find.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about that a bunch of times too. You go into church looking for greed, you're going to probably find it. You go into church looking for hate of any kind, you'll find it.
Yeah. Going to any situation looking for a fight, you're gonna end up fighting. And yeah, I get that. Hey, go to that one. That one right next to it.
This one?
Yeah, just a brief second. Oh yeah, that one was a good one.
This is why I tell my children when people ask
me, I just kept looking at it through the corner of my
eye. Stop telling them you want to be a doctor. If you ask any one of my children, jam them up in the hallway and ask them what you want to be when you grow up, you know what they're going to tell you? And they're going to say, I want to fulfill my purpose.
Me too.
Oof.
But bro, think about
what's your purpose though?
Whatever God designed you for.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always know that.
No.
It takes time.
But you know the key points. Mm-hmm. Like, you know we're to love one another. You know we're to help one another. Mm-hmm. So there's two key points of our purpose.
Yeah.
If you start there, then maybe the other ones will kind of start to come in, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think that humanity is so bad at, like, we want to start at the end.
Yeah,
we want to step into,
but especially this generation, because we're a generation of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we grew up with the microwave.
Yeah, we just
now we have the air fryer. I mean, like, we have
that's a cool little piece of equipment.
Yeah, but we have all these things that, you know, like, I can remember my grandma cooking all day
for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, and that's basically what she did. She cooked all day, and she'd like took her time and. Ever, you know, I mean,
the best food ever, bro.
Dude, biscuits and gravy. She'd get up at like 4:30 in the morning and she'd start making, like, she didn't get biscuits out of a can. You know what I mean? She like sat in there and she made dough and she rolled these little biscuit balls, you know, and I remember eating that kind of stuff and just.
Oh, missing it too.
Yeah, but we've become like so accustomed to like convenience stores. Remember, like, I remember as a kid. Going to Tootin' Totem was a treat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was very rare. It was like you might get to go like once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Now I go to a convenience store 2-3 times a day.
A day, yeah. It's every day pretty much, yeah.
Because it's right there. You don't have to – it's right there. They sell everything you need.
It used to be a convenience store. It did. And it used to be there. And they used to be – not that many. I wouldn't say not that many, but it wasn't every street corner on every block of every major 14 city. 14
different ones, you know, right across the street from each other.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
All doing this in front of the camera.
Okay, so I live in between Western and Georgia on 34th Street. You go to this end of 34th, the east end of 34th on Georgia, there's Tootin' Totem. You go to the west end of 34th, where Western is a Pack-a-Sack.
Yeah.
Right? Go a block the other direction, there's another one.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like, goodness gracious, man, they're everywhere, right? It didn't used to be like that.
Well, then there's a Tootin' Totem, and now I think it's called a break. Is it QT now?
There's a QT. Oh, I don't know
what
you're talking
about. It was break time for a while.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the old Taylor building. It's the old Taylor store. Right across the street on 45th and Western. Yeah, those two right there. Bam,
45th and Western. Yeah.
And then out here by my house, you have Pack-a-Sack on the east side, Tootin' Totem on the west side, right there at 2219.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, and then if you go right down here to Hunsley, there's another Tootin' Totem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, and then there's a freaking Sefco right across I-27.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
And anymore, they're not even designing them as convenience stores. They're truck stops.
Yeah.
It's all they're that. Huge. They're huge. Yeah, it's truck stops. It's places for people to stop and they eat lunch and bro, you didn't go to Tootin' Totem for the burritos, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you still don't.
I know some people that do.
Well, yeah, I
do not.
We grew up going to Allsup's for the burritos.
I do not go to Toot and Totem for food. I go there for beef jerky. I try to stay away from Toot and Totem anyways.
I'm a Pack-A-Sack guy. I like Pack-A-Sack, yeah.
I don't want to jack with people trying to buy lottery tickets.
Touché. Let me get one of those and
four of those.
Well, how much is that? Let me get a couple of those. And oh, I have this one. Can you see if this one won?
And you're standing behind them like, come on, man. Let's go.
You go out to that Bucky's much? I've been about three times.
Yeah. No, I take that back. I've been four or five times because they have a brisket taco.
Okay. I went out there for breakfast one day.
Don't get the eggs.
You already told me this, and I made the mistake.
Dude, do not get nothing with the eggs. They're, like, creamy. Like, they're, like, runny. Dude,
it's almost like they're mayonnaise consistency.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like runny eggs, guys. The texture ruined me. As soon as I opened it, I was like,
never mind.
So the brisket tacos is just brisket, no barbecue sauce, no nothing, and a tortilla.
Love it.
Best breakfast ever. Just get you some of that salsa.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, I don't know how we got on this subject, but anyways.
We were just talking about how things got so fast in life.
But we're a generation of convenience.
Yeah, we're not.
So it's really hard.
Patient and fulfilling our purpose.
Yeah, it's really
hard. How can you possibly ever learn your purpose if you're not in it and leaned into it?
Yeah.
Bro, I wasn't raised in this, right?
Okay, another prime example. Speed limits used to be like 55.
Ooh, there's a song about it. Sammy Hagar. I can't drive 55, officer.
Speed limit used to be 55. In town, just about every speed limit was 25. I mean, you talk about Sunday driving every day of the week.
Yeah.
Everywhere you went, it was laid back. It was slow motion. Everything was chill.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being a kid. My mom's ex-husband had a flatbed, old square body Chevrolet, probably a 77, 78. I mean, old flatbed. The speed limit was so low, we as kids, we would ride on that flatbed.
Legs dangled off the edge.
No, just sitting there up against the cab, you know, like just sitting there talking. We're on a flatbed pickup, cruising around Amarillo, you know what I mean?
I remember riding in the back of the truck, man.
Yeah, now that's like a...
Oh, you can't do it anymore.
No.
Yeah, because too many people got hurt, but that's because people do stupid stuff. But
I rode in the back of when I had that Tundra.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of plumbing at this house, and the water line was broke. And that's not why they called me. They called me because they wanted the hot water and the cold water for the washing machine moved into like a laundry room area. It was in the kitchen. They wanted it moved into this other area. So I had to crawl under the house. Well, after I get in the crawl space, keep in mind the crawl space is like this, and the dirt's like that far up. So I had to go in backwards. Like I'm facing, and I had to slide my feet backwards and then commit the tuck and crawl.
Yeah.
Well, once I got down there, I realized there was like this much water.
Yeah.
Under the whole entire house. And so I had to fix the water line while I was under there. Well, I called her. I was like, hey, I was covered with like, I mean, I had mud in every orifice, and I was like, I'm not driving my truck like this. Like I can't even strip down naked and drive this truck home. You know what I mean? So she showed up and she drove, and I laid up under my toolbox till I got home, and then she just hosed me off with the water hose. But yeah, because I didn't want to be sitting up and
get caught and get busted. Yeah. Gosh, man. Yeah, now the speed limit technically on I-40 headed from my house to work is 60.
60.
Everybody's going 70, 75.
Yeah. And then you get outside. You get where it's 75. I mean, good luck finding somebody that's not doing 85.
Oh, minimum. I'm doing 85. Everybody's passing me.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, but that's the difference in how times have aged is we've –
gotten faster and faster.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking about kind of to close the point it was like, you know, how can you possibly understand your purpose until you spend the time, right? But we don't want to spend the time. We want to get involved and we're already there. Like we're fulfilling our purpose instantly. And like, it's just not how it works. You don't create a masterpiece tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
We've also grown up in a generation where no one fixes anything anymore. You know what I mean?
just go buy a new one.
You just throw it away and buy a new one. I remember my grandpa. If something was broke, it stayed there and he fixed it. That's what it was. He didn't go buy another one. He just stayed there. It stayed there. He worked on it. He fixed it. I mean, washers, dryers, I mean, whatever it was.
The problem is things are so complicated to fix now, you can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my washing machine, it's headed that way. But
you also, I mean, that also goes back to that. How are you supposed to find your calling when we're taught completely different. We're taught just throw it away, go buy another one.
Yeah. For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we got a washing machine sitting in there. And I can't get it apart. That's the only reason why.
He said, I can't get it apart.
Dude, I've done everything.
You're mechanically very strong. Like, you can do a lot. Like,
I cannot get that agitator out. Like, it has to come out to get to that filter. That's all it is. It won't drain. And it's the filter's clogged. And it says, like, oh, man, this is an easy fix. I've been on the YouTube 100 times. These dudes wiggle it a couple times, pop it right out. Dude, I stuck picks in there. Grabbed it, and I picked the whole washing machine up off the ground.
Good gravy, man. Dude,
and I've sprayed, like, WD-40 in there. Like, I mean, I've done it all, like, trying to loosen it up, you know, and I grab it, and I'm like, and you can hear it, like, clunk. Like, no, it is not coming off, dude.
It's attached somehow or another. I don't know if there's
a bolt. It's got one nut that holds it on.
That's it?
And I've taken that nut off. I've done.
Wow. Well, I don't get that, man. But the same thing, like, our washing machine has, like, it's got self-balancers and, like, it's all this technological stuff. And, like, as soon as I take that apart.
Throw it away.
It ain't happening. I won't get it back together.
Yeah.
You know?
They're cheap now.
I'm not super, I'm not dumb by any stretch as far as that's concerned. Like, I'm not mechanically dumb or anything. Like, I can get myself around and stuff like that. But, like, I know when I'm getting in over my head. And yeah. So, like, I'm not even about to try it. I used to tell you, like, I used to love to take stuff apart. I used to think I was a VCR technician because I watched my mom do it one time. Yeah, I ruined a few VCRs, no doubt. No doubt. I said doubt.
I was that way with remote control cars.
Yeah, we've had a few conversations about that.
I bought a box full of remote control parts.
Yeah.
For like $5 from this kid, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a big box full of just crap. And I Frankensteined some pretty cool stuff together, you know, like nothing was attached right, you know. I got zip ties and
it worked.
Yeah, well, yeah, for a minute.
For a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I could definitely do that. I can make it work for a minute. It just ain't gonna last very long. Yeah. But you know, anyway, just you're exactly right. It's like the examples that we're giving now are not conducive to even living a lifestyle that's allows us to get to that point. Like, yeah. There's no patience anymore.
No, because everything's so fast paced now.
We want it now.
Like, you get off work and you, like, I don't know if I'm speaking for myself. I don't know if this pertains to anyone else. I'm sure it does, but like when I get off work, all I can think is, all right, I get home. I got 2.5 hours. I can get that done in 2.5 hours. So I come home and I tackle a project. And it's not one that I can get done in 2.5 hours. So it's like 3.5 hours. And then the next day it's like, well, crap, man, I got to do this. It's.
I got to finish that one.
Yeah. Dude. And the thing about like the old days is I can remember come 5 o'clock, everyone was at home and everyone was just chilling. Like hanging out, man, you know, like watching The Simpsons or, you know, just, you know, of course that was on a Sunday, but.
Yeah.
You know, just hanging out, watching TV and stuff. And that's not like that anymore. Like, dude, my kid comes over and he's like, I'm sure he's like this dude. Like, he wants to play football. He wants to play games. He wants to do all this stuff. And I'm like, hold on, bud. I gotta finish this real fast. And then he'll come outside like 2.5 hours later and I'm working on something completely different.
He's like, I thought you were fixing to finish.
He's like, have you finished power washing the patio? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Did I finish that like an hour ago? And he's like, oh, I got to finish this real fast now. You know, like, I don't know how to sit still. But it's the lifestyle. I mean, it's how things are in this day and age. It's like everything is so fast paced. Like you see a little window of opportunity. I feel like I got to take care of it. Like, okay, well, I can definitely do that right now.
For sure. Yeah. And I agree with you. I understand. Like, it's just life is coming at us 1,000 miles an hour. we have to figure out how to combat that some way, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And like Sundays should be our day of rest.
You have to have at least one.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, and this is why lately I've been so adamant about this, like this stuff. I try very hard to have this done before the weekend hits. Like, I want to have all the editing done. Everything's ready. I even have it. It's in the queue to go up to the world before Friday hits.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I ain't going to get to do it Friday. I ain't going to get to do it Saturday. It's going to be Sunday. And I'm going to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I love doing this. I love doing it. I love what we do. I love what we have. I'm not in any way, shape, or form complaining. But it's a project. It takes time. It takes hours of work to put it all together.
But you also do, like, you do Sunday lunches. You do a big Sunday lunch. I mean, you can't really, you don't really have time to throw all that in there. You know what I mean?
I was doing it before.
Why?
Why? Well, because I'm task oriented, right? So, like,
you'd never be able to live here and do all that.
Why is that?
Dude, because every time I come home, it's something. Every time I come home, it's something.
Yeah.
Or it's either that or I make something. I don't know what it is. But
there might be some of that for sure. Well, but I don't have near the property that you have either. Like, things are a little bit different. I live in the city. I don't have, you know, well stuff. I don't have any other extra stuff. Like, I have a smaller piece, you know what I mean? Like, we mow everything on Saturday and, like, everything's done. It doesn't take me 2 hours to mow. It takes me 45 minutes to mow my yard. You know what I mean? Like, dunzo. Easy peasy.
That's 2 hours with a big mower.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So, circumstances are a little bit different. Yeah. Like, I don't have... You guys have people coming and going a lot, too. Yeah. Like, we don't have a whole lot of that either.
Yeah, we get a lot of people.
Yeah.
We have a lot of traffic out here.
Yeah. We don't. And that's.
And then I also have a whole nother household. When things are going south, I have to maintain.
Oh, yeah. Dad lives in our house with us. You know what I mean? So what's going on inside our house is what's going on inside our house. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I got basically two houses.
Yeah. So we don't.
Well, and then I have
another one.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not for long.
I hope. We had a showing today.
Oh, good. Hopefully there's an offer and a contract.
About 40 showings.
It's all right. It's coming. But anyway, circumstances are a little bit different, right? So, like, that has a lot to do with it, too. It's also hard to – you got to think about, like you're saying, like, it diverts your time away from other stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you got your opportunity to spend time with your wife or with Champ or with whatever. But you're like, well, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. I got this done. I got to get that. It's the same thing, right? So, like, if I don't, I go home. When I get home tonight, I'll complete our teaser so it's ready for tomorrow because that comes out on Wednesdays, right? Yeah. And then tomorrow I'll put together the Bible roulette and have that ready, and then I'll start doing the episode editing.
Yeah. Right?
And hopefully I have the video edited tomorrow.
Yeah.
If I have the video edited, the audio's easy. Like, because you can't upload video to our RSS account. You can only put an audio file. So we still, everything's full audio. The full video is independent. Like, we're putting that out on YouTube ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nobody else is doing that. Like, it's not going to any other channel. So if you want to see the full video, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. It works really hard at that, so go watch it.
I'm going to beep it. Anyway. You know what I'm saying, though, but it's something that we want that available. We want to have that. Well, one of us has to do it. It's either me or you.
It is not.
Where are you going to squeeze that in? And you can't sit still enough to do it anyway.
No, it's not where am I going to, it's how am I going to sit still and focus on that?
I'm capable. So I do it. Right. And, yeah. And of course I do enjoy it. And I think every time I get a little bit better at it and a little faster, right? You never realize how much, like, cutting it takes, right, to switch between cameras. This is two different camera feeds, right? So, like, tomorrow when I'm editing, right now I'm going to be, this is my feed I want. and then you'll start talking, and it's going to be your feed, yeah. right?
So you upload both video feeds
to the computer,
and they're just up there chilling. And you're like, oh, well, no, PC start talking. And then you click on that one, and then that one will play, and then you click on the other one. I know you got to crop yours out.
Yeah, so you got to cut. You got to cut it. So like,
this doesn't pertain anything to the podcast.
We're going to talk about it anyway. It's all right. It does pertain absolutely to the podcast.
Well, I know, but not, but like,
not the audience.
Yeah.
Well, but like, you think about it, like anybody who's interested in getting involved in this kind of stuff, like we've talked about it a few times, dude, it would be beautiful to have a producer,
yeah,
somebody that's doing it for us. So like, as soon as we're done, hey, here's the data, go do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's not that. We don't have that luxury.
Yeah, we don't. It's, we don't have the money to put someone on payroll.
No, it's you or I got to do it, right? So this is kind of where I'm strong, right? It's kind of what we talked about whenever we were putting the new studio together. You're like, dude, this is what I do. Let me do it. It's kind of what you finally told me. It's like, yeah, just let me do what I do. And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I do what I do, and this is how I contribute to the thing. And so it's two video files playing simultaneously, right? Basically, I line up the audio, and then I line up the audio file to that, because we don't want the audio from the phones because it's gross.
Yeah.
We want the audio file from our Rodecaster,
yeah,
Pro, right, to be the audio that's heard. So I get all that lined up first, and once that's lined up, you just start going. It's like, okay, this is Jason's feed. Cut, delete that file, drop that file to here. Now this is the video file. Now yeah, it's me, cut, delete that file, keep that one here. And you just keep going until you go. And when you're like, go back and forth real fast, it's cut, 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 yeah, cut, cut, cut. And like literally 5 minutes of video can take 25 to 30 minutes to put yeah together sometimes. It's not always yeah,
and
like
then,
that.
Like, when I watch our stuff and I'm like, dude, this is really cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm watching, I'm like, man, this is really cool. And then, like, I always think to myself, does anybody else think this is cool? Like,
hey, so we'd like your feedback, right?
Am I the only one? Am I the only one? You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think that, and again, like, I don't know how many people.
Considering how we're doing it, it looks pretty professional. It looks pretty, mm-hmm, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, it's two dudes, man. It's me and it's you, yeah, in this room. And everything that you see here has been put together by either you or me in one form or fashion.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we got no help. It's just us, you know, yeah, that's why we asked you guys to help us. Some of you have helped, not many. We got a few contributors that sticker that throw stuff at us occasionally, but, you know, this is a venture, but it's like, we want to get to that purpose thing, right? We keep talking about how do you find your purpose? Well, it starts with God, and you can't understand God's purpose for you if you aren't engaged in it.
Yeah.
Right. And this thing is something that came along in a flash, right? Bumper sticker wisdom came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know,
it was just an
idea.
Brittany was kind of kicking it around with you, and then you kicked it around to me, and I was like, when are we starting?
Let's do it. And ever since then, we've been doing it pretty much. Like, yeah, we had
it took us.
It was a few weeks.
Took us, I would say, we had about a month of recordings.
That I still have them.
We didn't do anything with because it was.
I keep thinking about that, like going and playing with that a little bit, but I don't know. I haven't had time with
it. Yeah, it'd be. Those are some of the ones that. Those are going to be rough. Those are going to be real rough.
Bro, what's crazy is how raw, like, it was, like, our episode started, like, hey, welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. Like,
yeah,
there's no, like, segue into it. Like, there was no music.
Intro, there's no outro. There's just, like, that's it. And then, click. As we're walking away.
On the video. On the videos lately, the little, I've been trying, I like the idea of, like, it. TV sign off, like, yeah. I remember that as a kid. Like, you would stay if you made it past 10.
If you stayed up too late.
Yeah, if you made it to like 11 o'clock. Or, yeah, because after the 10 o'clock, the 9 o'clock news, 10 o'clock was the late night show. 11 o'clock, it was over. And then it was bars on the screen and
yeah, colored.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
colored bars. Yeah, yeah. and it would just beep the rest of the freaking night, yeah. man. Or go to snow.
Yeah. What they call that white noise now?
Yeah.
So like that's something that helps people sleep.
I used to sleep to that all the time.
Yeah, only because I passed out. You know what I mean? Like,
that's funny. But
I was a huge cartoon kid when I was younger. Huge cartoon kid. Mm-hmm. And remember after school cartoons.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like a huge deal. Like you'd have like an hour and a half of cartoons.
You rushed your butt home from school to get there.
I don't know if you remember Mario World
or
Super Mario Brothers or whatever it was. It was like the cartoon.
Yeah.
I built myself a cardboard box, dude, that looked like – I tried to make it look like a Mario Kart.
Yes.
And that's what I would sit in and watch like Super Mario Brothers, that's the cartoon. Boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would
about.
Sit in that yeah. and I'd have it all like dolled up like a freaking – like Mario Kart, dude. Like it had a – I had like – I'd go steal the couch cushions and I'd tuck them in there.
Yeah.
I'd put my pillow down as the seat. And then I had a little round cardboard cutout and I had it was like a gardener shovel. It's a real short handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I jabbed the spade in through the box. And so if you walked around the front of the box, that's sticking out of the front of the box. And then I had a cardboard wheel cutout. and I'd sit there because occasionally, you know, they would race and stuff. And I was little. I was probably in like first or second grade,
Yeah. Oh, I remember it clearly. Like, and when Toad, he would walk,
yeah,
like so you're squashing a balloon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, good old days.
Yeah, oh, dude. But you know, anyway, it's. Everything is a venture in love, right? And so, like, the goal here is to like, figure out what our purpose is. And I feel like this is part of the purpose. And I can guarantee you our purpose is to be fishers of men and women, fishers of absolutely. People, right? And so this is how
go and make disciples is what it says.
This is how we toss our line out, you know? And I would love to have more. Of course,
this episode's a little strange, but.
They're all strange. just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know what, though? I think that in a way, it always feels weird until I go home and I start doing the editing. Everything that I think was weird, I'm like, oh, no, that was way better than I thought it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it ends up so much better than I thought it was. I was talking to Dad about that on the way over here today. It was like, you know, when you allow God to get involved in it, it's funny how we end up with, dude, I come over here blank anymore. Like I don't actually have anything to talk about.
When I was walking out here to turn everything on, I was like, man, I don't even know what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
I've spent a crapshoot the last couple of weeks, you know? So it's been like, what's really going to.
The next thing you know, you come out here and it's already been an hour. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, we've done a Bible roulette. We've done a little teaser. And look, some of what we talked about, is it going to help anybody? Maybe not. Maybe it will. You know what? Like, anybody who's interested in doing something like this.
Now you got a little insight now.
There's a lot to do, man. There's a lot to do. Like, it's not just record and go or push and go. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that simple. If you want to, we want to do something quality. Right. Yeah. And like, we're not comparing ourselves to anybody else, but like, we want quality and we can't get that kind of quality by not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and look, if you pay attention to us from the beginning to now, the evolution is crazy. Yeah. Our video clips used to just be me and you on one screen, like you on the top, me on the bottom. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, now you get full video, like, a clip back, like it's cut back and forth between the cameras. And then, you know, I think this is a month in that we've actually had full video episodes on YouTube. Like, that's a huge evolution. A year and a half in. Has it
only been a month?
Yeah, for full video episodes? Yeah, I think it was 72 was the first one.
Tanner was, no, we did one before Tanner, and then Tanner was.
You know what? Now I'm curious. I don't remember.
Tanner was the second one.
We're going to look. Oh, and it's even different whenever we have three people because we have to have one on them. And then one of the cameras has both of us on it because we don't have three cameras. Right now we're using two phones. We're going to our YouTube studio account, just so you know. You look like you're yelling at me.
I look excited, huh?
So that's scheduled 74, 73, full video 72. This full video.
Yeah.
I think that is the first one. Yeah, 71 was the first one to have full video. Okay, so 5 episodes.
Yeah.
One episode in between was not full video because it was pre-recorded months back. So we've had 4 episodes that are full video. But if you, again, we're a year and a half into this thing, and this was one of our goals, to get to full video this year.
Yeah.
We're halfway, almost halfway through the year, and we made it.
Yeah.
You know, we got it done. But didn't happen by accident. It wasn't just because we said it. You know what I mean? Somebody had to put the effort in. We had to do the work. And so it goes right back to everything we've been talking about with discovering your purpose and not striving to be something that, like, our purpose is in. It's involved in all of it. You know what I mean? And just lean in and do our thing and, you know, grow a relationship with each other and with God. And, like, as we love God and love others, man, all of this stuff starts to play out.
Yeah.
And by all means, please watch the full video episodes. watch the full video episodes.
Why didn't the skeleton get a date to the prom?
Why?
He didn't have the guts to ask.
Darn it, man. You got me again. You're on a roll with that.
The 5 toes one was the best one.
Oof. I don't know who this is. Sadi Shirazi? I'm probably pronouncing that completely
butchering it. Butchering it.
Have patience. All things are difficult before they become easy.
That really pertains to what we're trying to do.
Yes, sir. And all the things that we talked about, you know. And again, like, it's funny because a lot of times I come out of these going, man, I feel like a knucklehead on some stuff, or I feel like I lost what I was trying to say, and it's like, doesn't make any sense. And then I go back and listen to it, and I'm like, wow, that flowed really well, actually. It's far better than I thought. So, you know, I just want to continue to just trust that God has got his hand on it, and we're fulfilling part of our purpose. I don't know that this is ultimately the purpose.
No.
But it's definitely part of the conversation. Yeah. So
thank you guys for joining us. If this is your first time to watch, man, go back and check out some of our older episodes. We've got today was kind of off kilter. We've got some really good ones. Hopefully those will help you out. Like you said, you know, episode 71, this is episode 76. Episode 71 is when we first got into full video. We got our clips everywhere. Podcast is everywhere. Come check us out.